It's Friday, October 11, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Namibia and the United States signed a memorandum of understanding to enhance cooperation in the renewable sector. The agreement, signed by the Mines and Energy Minister Thomas Alwendo and the United States Ambassador Randy Berry, aims to improve the impact of renewable energy programs and increase efficiency for better developmental outcomes. The Ministry's 10 Hashio Shange Hashela.
The Namibian government is actively pursuing regulatory reforms that promote transparency and attract institutional investors, and is committed to making the country an attractive investment destination. That's now for renewable energy, and also reducing or eliminating barriers to investment.
The Home Affairs Ministry is inaugurating its Karas regional office today. The ministry informs the surrounding community that the office will be open only from 8 to 10 a.m. today, directing clients in need of services related to births and deaths to the Kitmanshoop State Hospital during this period. Here's the organization's Margaret Kalo.
We do understand that this temporary adjustment may cause some inconvenience, and we sincerely apologize for any disruption it may bring. The public understanding and cooperation are greatly appreciated. The normal office operations will resume on Monday, that is the 14th of October 2024, and we look forward to serving the public in the newly inaugurated office.
To South Africa, where EFF leader Julius Malema has called for value-added tax to be reduced to 14% due to South Africa's struggling economy. Malema also underscored strengthening the South African Revenue Services for economic transformation and addressing illicit financial flows, corruption and maladministration. In addition, he criticized the National Treasury, claiming it undermines wealth transfer to the African majority.
This document also called for the increasing of corporate tax to ensure that the big businesses contribute fairly to the development of the country, and for reducing the value-added tax VAT back to 14%, relieving the burden on ordinary South Africans.
Rights activists and local responders report that scores of civilians have been killed across Sudan in the past week, and as per Reuters reports, this as the military intensifies airstrikes nearly 18 months into its conflict with the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. While the RSF holds nearly half of the country, the army has leveraged its air superiority to reclaim some territory in Khartoum and target areas under RSF control. The United Nations says Israel Defense Forces have fired at UN peacekeepers in Lebanon early Thursday morning. This is the latest in a string of reports coming out of Lebanon following more intense fighting overnight. Israel has been widening its offensive in the Middle East country against the heavily armed Hezbollah movement. Jody Jacobs brings us the report from New York, where the United Nations is headquartered.
The peacekeepers, known as the Blue Helmets, have been operating along the Security Council mandated Blue Line, which is a designated UN-controlled separation between Israel and Lebanon. The UN says this recent escalation along the Blue Line is causing widespread destruction of towns and villages in the south of Lebanon, while rockets continue to be launched towards Israel, including civilian areas. The Middle East remains on high alert for further escalation in the region, as Israel has warned it will respond to an Iranian missile strike last week. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.